This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday where, as you could probably hear, it already tell, slightly under the weather, so I can't quite bring the exact same level of volume as normal, otherwise the voice is never going to last all 3 hours. Nevertheless, I'm in a fantastic mood. There's something wonderful happening out there I'm going to describe in a moment. We'll go into the details on that. We're going to talk about trusted media, another communist lying about something. In fact, Democrats lying about everything. An alligator was captured. I'm insanely jealous. French people want illegals arrested. We'll discuss that. Communists continue to threaten violence. We'll get to all kinds of emails. Communists using your values against you. And we also have Brandon Weikert coming on for national security stuff next hour. Daniel Turner, final hour. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And of course, remember that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's always a good time. Get your questions emailed in now, right now, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything, all right?
In the name of a just, merciful God.
And a little bit more than an hour from now, like an hour and 10 minutes from now, our final semifinal matchup. I guess that's kind of a weird way to say that. In our crappiest country in the world tournament. Don't forget the contenders tonight are, wow, what a matchup.
It's the 2025 crappiest country in the world competition. Tonight's matchup is between North Korea and Haiti. Brought to you by Big Debbie's Urinal Cakes. Delicious and only 10 calories.
You guys are sick people. Sick people. All right, back to what I'm excited about right now. We will get to the communists lying about the shutdown, communists lying about everything, to be honest, something we talk about a lot. And that will actually tie kind of into what we're saying here, but the truth is the enemy of lies. The truth is what destroys lies. There's 1,000 proverbs, 1,000 sayings that I could quote right now talking about that, but it is the truth, for lack of a better way to put it. It is. The best way to counter lies is with the truth. The communist exists on lies. He must have them. He focuses on them at all times. Everything is deception and lies. And for a time, it works. You've seen this over and over and over again in countries going communist, countries that have gone full communist for at least a time. The lies are effective enough to allow the communists to seize power.
You saw it in the Soviet Union. You saw it in China, where they still suffer from it. You saw it in East Germany, but they eventually collapsed in large part because of it. Cambodia, same thing. For a time, it works, but then people wake up. Sometimes slowly. Some never do, but sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly. But people wake up. Now let's discuss our institutions. And specifically, I want to discuss the media institution. The institution of media. What it really is an institution of information. Not education. Information. Everybody, everyone needs, every society of any size or type needs information. When it comes to the United States of America, where it's the year 2025, we're a big modern country. You, of course, think about TV channels, maybe even radio shows, podcasts. You think about all the endless sources of information, flat out social media. Where do you go to find out what's going on in the world? What are the headlines? What's the truth? What are lies? Information. But all the way down to the most basic, you know, technologically, I don't want to say backwards, but, you know, not their technologically tribe. You know, that tribe doesn't exist in a total bubble. They need to know what's going on around them. They have to know. They have to know what, is there a hostile tribe on the move? A couple miles away, 10 miles away, 20 miles away? They have to know. Is there disease? They have to know, are the wild game moving? Are they moving towards us? Are they moving? Information is everything. In the United States of America, we have had something that has been disastrous, possibly a mortal wound, and that is our media. I'm not talking about all the alternate sources of media where we all seek out information now. Our traditional media, I want you to think about television, ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, PBS, that all these things, CNN, our media, instead of being providers of information, became protectors of the most evil people in our society. And whenever there was a lie that needed to be told, they would tell it. Whenever there was a truth that needed to be covered up, they would cover it up. No matter what evil needed to be done, the media would do it. And they did exactly the opposite of what your information institution should do. For instance, if the son of the president of the United States of America happens to be a felon, and those felonies are black and white, they're on a laptop, and then the Federal Bureau of Investigation covers up those felonies so a Democrat can win an election. Who's the real culprit there? Is it the evil Biden family? Is it the evil FBI? Oh, they're evil, don't get me wrong. But the truth is, the media is ultimately at fault there, because that should be a story they pounce on, they expose. It should have utterly destroyed the Biden family and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, because your media should have told everybody, but they did not. The media has been the shield of the communist revolution in this country for a very long time. It has been extremely damaging. It's helped destroy the mental health of the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is, like I said in the open, people wake up. You can only lie for so long. When people were starving to death en masse in Mao's China, their media, they would cover it up. They would lie about it. All the gigantic Chinese urban centers, that information about what was happening, the famine in the countryside, it was all covered up. Constant lies, constant lies, constant lies. But even then, without the internet, without a smartphone, it couldn't stay quiet forever. Word starts to trickle back in, and soon Mao finds himself kind of on the outs, which is why he had to go on a mass murdering spree. That was the Cultural Revolution. He had to go on that mass murdering spree because people started to wake up. Wait a minute, how many people have you killed? Hold on, what? It comes out. There is a headline today. Well, there's a new poll that's out, but I'll just read the headline. The poll was from Gallup, but the headline here is from Newsbusters. public trust in news media drops to another new low in a Gallup poll. I'm not going to break down everything in the poll. That's freaking boring. 72% here, but the important thing is this. It's gotten beyond you and me. I know you already distrusted the media. You knew the media was lying years ago. I wasn't worried about you. I am, however, now and always worried about all the normies out there, worried about all the norms in Norma, who, even if they think the media is biased, I don't know why I can't talk. Look, I'm on drugs. It's called cold medication. All right, I'm a bit of a druggie tonight. Even if you believe the media is biased, you still think there's a grain of truth in it. But normies are now waking up and realizing there's not even a grain of truth. These people lie about everything all the time. It is a constant stream of lies, and it's done on purpose. It's not done because you have a lefty editor or a lefty producer or a lefty host on the television. They sit down, they figure out the truth, and then they plot a strategy to ensure the American people never see it and they never hear it. Now, that's a deeply evil thing. I wish we didn't have a media like that, but we do. So what's the next best course for us? The outright rejection of the American media. The media right before our eyes is being stripped of its power, and it is immensely powerful. The media has had huge power in this country. As we talked about before, Walter Cronkite, he is credited even by the LBJ administration at the time with turning the country against the Vietnam War by himself. One media guy came out and essentially said, this thing sucks and we're not winning. Like that, the country wakes up and turns around. Whoa! Turn the whole tide. It's a powerful thing to have a platform where you speak to a lot of people. The media has abused it, and the people are waking up, and it is good. It is so, so good, and it should make you feel good. We have examples of their lies. We have examples now of their frustration with our ignoring their lies or rejecting their lies. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. The week is almost over. Smile, smile, smile. So the public, not just you, the normies are waking up to media lies. This is George Stephanopoulos on ABC News. He sits down with Mike Johnson. They're haggling about the shutdown this and shutdown that. And George Stephanopoulos does what really he's always done. As a communist, pretending to be a journalist, he tries to protect the revolution. It doesn't go that well.
Here are the facts. The proposal does not provide health care for illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants cannot buy health care under the Affordable Care Act. They cannot receive health care subsidies. No. Illegal immigrants are ineligible for Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Program. The Democratic bill does not make them eligible.
It does, actually, because what it does is it unwinds the changes that Republicans put into the big, beautiful bill, the big signature legislation that we passed and signed into law on July 4th. That has been very successful in shoring up Medicaid for the people who are actually eligible to receive it. What we did in the bill, and the CBO just verified this 3 weeks ago, the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan arbiters of everything up here, they said that those provisions have helped to reduce premiums. Why? Because we got ineligible recipients off of Medicaid, illegal aliens, and able-bodied young men who were riding the wagon who are not eligible to be there. Medicaid is intended for specific populations of U.S. citizens, that is young, pregnant women, who are down on their luck, the disabled and the elderly, those resources are being drained from those folks, and so we fixed that. We reduced fraud, waste, and abuse in the program. Chuck Schumer's counterproposal on the CR would reverse that. That is a simple fact.
The CBO did not say that about illegal immigrants. You've made your point right there.
Oh, you made your point. George Stephanopoulos has been building a world of lies forever. Democrats who watch ABC News and then listen to George Stephanopoulos, they think they're hearing bias, they're hearing outright lies. Now that is going away. Now it's stopping. And it's not just credit to you. Let's give credit to leadership where it's due. Donald Trump does deserve a lot of credit for this as well. Treating the media with disdain, with disgust, instead of treating them with this kind of mildly inconvenienced scoffing like Republicans used to do. Oh, Bob, you're just kind of being biased. No more of that. Of course, let's talk about the Trump parody again, that hilarious parody he puts up, the AI video of Schumer and Akeem Jeffries.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of, you know, at least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
The left has freaked out about that. It's just a dumb parody video. They freaked out about it. They're all ranting and raving about it all the time. Here's Governor Tim Walz.
We're in a massive misinformation campaign. The president himself tweeting out AI videos of fake news reports on health care. This is really dangerous.
Over and over and over again. He can't do this. He can't do this. It's racist. Akeem Jeffries yelling about it. But now they're exasperated. Why are they exasperated? Because the right has not backed off. Because the right has changed its mentality. We didn't back off. We didn't apologize for it. The right is simply doubled down, tripled down, right in their faces, and they are so frustrated.
It was not only just playing on a loop in the briefing room. If you've never been in the press briefing room, for those who haven't, there are loudspeakers overhead so you can hear announcements or what's being said, or if there is an event going on with the president in the Rose Garden, for example. They were playing that mariachi music as well over the loudspeakers for all the press that was coming in and out of the White House today inside the press briefing room. It just kind of gives you a window, John, into how they're dealing with this and how they believe they have the upper hand when it comes to the messaging here. And this time, you know, there's a moment here. They're being heavily criticized over this, over these posts by the president, by Democrats. And instead of backing off or apologizing for it, they're leaning into it. And they're playing the music over loudspeakers and on repeat inside the briefing room because they simply don't care about that criticism.
How long have we talked about how you handle communists? You find what he hates and you feed it to him. You wait, because he'll tell you what he hates. He'll tell you what he's outraged about, and you feed it to him. You don't back away from it, hoping that he'll somehow come over to your side or somehow extend a hand if you back away from it. Communists cannot operate that way. It's not in their morality at all. He is constantly seeking to defeat and destroy you at all times. You must realize that. And when he tells you what he hates, you feed it to him over and over and over and over again. And Donald Trump himself has come around on this, and it's wonderful to see. Donald Trump himself, even Trump 1.0, used to sit down and deny being a white supremacist 10 times in an interview when they would press him on it and press him on it and press him on it. And then, just like you, just like me, at his own pace, he woke up and realized, these people don't care about the truth. These people are savages trying to destroy me. So now, you don't apologize. You back off. You feed it to them. And they're afraid because of it. They have been able to operate a certain way without consequences for a long time. Now we are waking up and realizing how to be anti-communists, and it's a good thing. Now, a bad thing is dealing with pain. How do you deal with it? What do you do? Well, we generally take two routes, and they're both terrible. The first thing we do is we take something to mask it. Okay, my back hurts again. I'll just take three or four more of these. That'll be fine. Oh my gosh, it's destroying your body on the inside. Or if we're not taking things to mask our daily pain, we're trying to ignore it and tough it out. Oh, I'll just get through it. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. You're changing your life for the worse. You're in a worse mood. You're doing less of what you love. Let Relief Factor take away your pain. Drug-free. 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. Go to relieffactor.com and get 3 weeks of it today. Relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I'm sorry about my voice, and I'm sorry I'm a little foggy tonight. It's druggy Jesse because I have some Sudafed. I think it's Sudafed. Is it Alka-Seltzer? Some kind of cold medication. I don't know, Chris. Ob gave it to me. Some kind of cold medication because I was so excited to do the show today and I wanted to come do it. And I didn't want to stay at home because I would have been bored. So I wanted to sit here and do the show, but I could hardly talk and I keep coughing whenever I start raising my voice. So I'm on drugs right now. This is what it's like to be Jerry Garcia, Chris. What? Did you just say who? He's the singer for the Grateful Dead. Who's a famous drug person you know, Chris? Who's famous druggies? Charlie Sheen. He's out there right now. I'm Charlie Sheen right now. I don't know what he's on, Chris. I'm not normally a drug person, but today I'm Pablo Escobar. And don't forget, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. They lie about everything at all times.
Democrats are fighting for the health care of the American people. I mean, Democrats are largely in Washington, D.C., intent on reopening the government and protecting the health care of the American people.
But of course, we know that's not true. And a couple of their dumbest ones, we played it for you last night, came out and admitted they shut down the government. They shut it down because they're trying to get a win against Trump. That's what it's all about. J.D. Vance has been all over this. I've got a story to back this
up. If you're an American citizen, you've been to a hospital in the last few years, you probably noticed that wait times are especially large, and very often somebody who's there in the emergency room waiting is an illegal alien, very often a person who can't even speak English. Why do those people get healthcare benefits at hospitals paid for by American citizens? The answer is a decision made by the Biden administration that the Trump administration, working with congressional Republicans, undid.
I've told you this story before. So, okay, first of all, let's understand how this works. The United States of America has rules where you can't be refused care for any reason. If you're a gangbanger, if you're illegal, if you can or can't pay, if you need emergency medical care in this country, if you are a human being, you can walk into an emergency room and you will be cared for in some way, right? So what has happened is illegals have for years, this has been going on for years, they have used the emergency room system as if it's their personal doctor. We're not talking about you broke your arm, you need a cast, you had a heart attack, you're trying to stay alive. We're talking about, it would be like me right now, got a little bit of a cold. Believe me, I'm going to be fine. Got a little bit of a cold and I want So I want the doctor to give me some sort of a prescription or the doctor to see me. Well, I'm an illegal. I don't have insurance because none of those freaking people have insurance. I don't have money. Certainly not money I'm going to spend on my own medical care. I'm going to send it all back home so I can mooch off the American taxpayer. So I just go down. There's hospitals all around us right here. I just drive down and I walk into the emergency room and I say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And then I inform them that I have the sniffly wifflies, and they can't say, show me your immigration status. Oh, you're not from here. Goodbye. That's not how it works. I will be seen. But medical care costs money. We like to imagine that all these doctors and nurses and hospitals and pharmaceutical companies and everything else are just there doing this out of the saintly hearts they have. But of course, that's not true. All of it costs money, and these people make money. So the hospital has to be compensated for the care they just gave out for free to the illegal dirtball who undoubtedly will not pay. Who pays the hospital? You do. You pay the hospital. This is why you can't even imagine how much more money you pay for medical care than you should because of all the free, air fingers quote, medical care that is handed out. What do they do with that bill? They tack it onto your bill. That's what they do with that bill. I told you this story before. A buddy of mine on Border Patrol in the Tucson sector, one of his Border Patrol buddies, his wife was having a baby, so he gets off work, my buddy. He's still in his Border Patrol uniform, drives down to the hospital, walks into the ER. The ER is full, every seat taken. He's not there to arrest anybody, do anything like that. Walks through, walks back, goes to the maternity ward, sees his buddy, sees his wife. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. Walks back out through the same emergency rooms. Like 5 minutes later, it was empty. They saw the Border Patrol uniform, thought they were going to be in some form of trouble, and they scattered. That is a system that has been going on in this country forever. But back to what we were talking about in the beginning, maybe you didn't know that. I guarantee your normie friends didn't know that. You know why they didn't know that? Because the American media has lied about it and covered it up instead of doing story after story after story on it. Think about all the things that should be national controversies that are not controversies with the normal public because people are not informed of it by the American media. What about something that's on our minds all the time? The crime in Democrat-run cities. I don't know if you listen to Clay and Buck, but Buck Sexton, as you probably know, is a personal friend of mine. He's been a personal friend before I even got into media. We just got to know each other years and years ago. Buck and I have been friends for a very long time. And I know Buck's been talking about it on the air, so I can talk to you about it here. Buck and I have been texting. I don't know if he's still in Taiwan. He's been in Taiwan. And he's been talking about how you can go to a park at night and it's just safe. It's women there with the kids, not even many men around, all safe. You don't even have to keep your eyes glued to your child. He put this on social media, actually. If you are at a restaurant, a bar, and you get up to go to the bathroom somewhere, you take your cell phone out. Cell phones cost $1,000 now. You take your cell phone out, you put it on your seat, and that's how you save your seat. No one grabs it. No one takes it. No one even takes your seat. I have told you time and time again, we Americans think that cities are just always dirty. There's always going to be more crime, more homelessness, more drugs. At night, the city's going to be a place that's just kind of baked in, right? It's going to be more crime, more that's not true at all. Our cities are the way they are because Democrats run them, and they want them to be that way. They make them that way on purpose. Now, you already knew all that. What if the American media, picture this, just wrap your mind around this, for 50, 60 years, because Democrats have been doing this to our cities for a long time. What if we have had 50, 60 years of special reports? Tonight, you turn on NBC News, special report from NBC News. Another city run by Democrats, overrun with crime. robbery, rape, drugs, murder, through the roof. What if we had been treated to actual reporting from the American media on the dangerous state of Democrat cities, on the dirty state of Democrat cities, and who is responsible for it? Do you know how quickly these cities, their government would have been tossed out, the public would have woken up, and the city could have gotten in different leadership and turned things around? But we never get those. It doesn't happen at all, because the media sees themselves as the protectors of the communist revolution. And so our cities have to be in squalor. I hate that they ruined Seattle. I hate that they're destroying New York. And of course, Mamdani's going to finish the place off. I hate that. You should be able to go to a city and feel safe. Anyway, speaking of safe, protect your money. It's not just your personal protection that matters. You don't just need a seatbelt and a gun. Your retirement matters too. And your retirement is always under threat. Nation states are buying up as much gold as they can get their hands on, as fast as they can get their hands on it. You need to be doing the same. Gold keeps hitting record after record after record. So does silver. They keep going up, 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 up. As the financial sector gets more and more unstable, people turn to what you can always rely on: precious metals. Gold Co. will get you physical gold and silver. By the way, you might qualify for like 15 grand in bonus silver. Gold Co. will get it in your retirement to make sure the bubble pop doesn't wreck your retirement. Let Gold Co. help you. I trusted them with my money, and they took good care of me. 855-817-GOLD or jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We got to clear some emails out for tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's do a little bit of that. Jesse, in his tribute to Charlie Kirk, a prominent local North Texas pastor showed an AI-created video of Charlie, in which Charlie, quote, talks about how to carry on after his assassination. This greatly disturbs me. Not specifically what AI Charlie is saying, but that an important Christian pastor, who I think is on Trump's faith team, thinks it's appropriate to put AI words in a dead man's mouth. Okay, yeah, it's insanely inappropriate. It's insanely bonkers. This is not something that should happen, but let's just be frank about Trump's faith team, okay? He has a female pastor on there, all right? He has a female pastor on the faith team. For Trump, the evangelical community, it does appear to be something he does care about and he does respect, and I'm not going to say otherwise, but it's also kind of something he visits. It's not how he was raised. It's not necessarily his core belief system. It's something he pops in and visits, and he looks at it like a show business guy, as he often does. Why is Donald Trump terrible at endorsements? Terrible at endorsements. He's awful. It's maybe the worst thing about him. He endorses the biggest rhino in almost every race. Why does he do that? Because Trump will look at a race and he'll see, well, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Oz is someone who's not even close to being one of us, but Trump jumped in and endorsed him. Why? Because Trump had seen him on TV. He came out and said it. I see him on TV. He's famous. I'll go with that guy. It just, in Trump's way of looking at things, that makes sense when it comes to gigantic megachurch pastors. That is something, even if you're part of a megachurch, and there are great megachurches, not insulting them all, right? There are bad small ones. There are good big ones. But as we've discussed before, you should probably exercise quite a bit of caution with the mega ones. They can get a little kooky. They can get flat out not biblical at all. For instance, having a female pastor preach to the that, that's that It's blatantly against the teachings of the Bible, right? But Donald Trump doesn't necessarily look at it in that way. He sees a big church where a lot of people go, lots of cars in the parking lot, and he thinks, well, that must be a good one. It's big. They're successful. That's just the way that's going to go. It's baked into the cake with Trump at this point in time. I don't let it stress me out at all. Neither should you. But to answer your question, it's unbelievably creepy to use artificial intelligence to, quote, hear from somebody who has died. And don't ever let somebody do that with me in my voice when I go, please, please. And by the way, you don't even have to when it comes to people like Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk recorded everything he ever did. Everything he ever did. There's hours and hours and hours. You want to know what he thought about anything? Go look it up. At 31 years old, he's got more hours on video and audio than probably any 31-year-old in the history of the world. You don't need a creepy AI video, but that's, look, people get creepy. AI itself is creepy. We had that long talk about it last night. Excuse me. I'm sorry. AI itself is creepy. It's just a creepy thing. Dear Small Hands Bronco, I don't have small hands. Anyway, since the left-wing media and communist street animals love to call us racist, Nazi, fascists, perhaps we should start using more descriptive language to describe them. The time for civility is over. What say you? All you have to do is say the truth. You don't have to, you don't need to take the time to try to manipulate language in the way the communist manipulates language. There is an old way of thinking, an old saying. I didn't come up with it, but it's very, very true. The truth is simple. Lies are complicated. The truth is simple. Lies are complicated. If I get off work tonight, and instead of going right home to hang with Ob and the kids, I instead want to meet my friends at the bar on the way home. And in their sports tonight, Chris, baseball, there's playoff baseball. I want to meet my friends at the bar, and I want to go have too many beers at the bar and watch playoff baseball tonight. Only I don't want Ob to know that's what I'm doing. Not that she would care, but not, I don't want Ob to know that's what I'm doing. When I walk in the door and she says, where have you been? I can say to her, well, look, Chris said there were a bunch of extra things I had to read and do afterwards. And then the suits called and we were kind of working out a plan. Very complicated. Or I could simply say, I stopped at the bar to have a couple beers with buddies while we watched baseball. Very simple. The communist has to stress about his language. He has to. He has no other choice because it's all cloaked in deception. You should feel good about the fact that you don't have that burden. You can just be honest. I don't want you to lie, and you don't need to lie. You can be honest. But when it comes to choosing our language, we shouldn't be afraid of being honest either. Like, for instance, the tranny issue is always out there. The best you can get out of most of the GOP is they shouldn't play women's sports. But you can just be honest and say there's no such thing as a transsexual. You are not able to change your sex. I don't care how many things you inject yourself with. I don't care how many body parts you lop off yourself or try to attach to yourself. You are the sex you were born with no matter what. Now, so many people will email in and complain about that. They'll be screaming and yelling and they'll complain to corporate and try to get me fired again. And I don't care. I'm not going anywhere and I'm not sorry at all. And I'm never going to apologize, period. That is the honest truth of it. We can be very direct and frank in the truth we tell. If you have trouble with that, it's because you haven't been taking your stacks from Chalk. You should be taking a male vitality stack from Chalk if you're a man every single day. If you are a lady, you should be taking a female vitality stack every single day. This is not just so you can, quote, get your vitamins. These are natural herbal supplements that increase your energy to the max. Not in fake, jittery, sweaty palm ways. Natural ways. They increase how your mind works, the functionality of your mind. You will find so much more clarity of your mind when you start this. Give it 60 to 90 days. If it doesn't work, cancel your subscription. Why do you think so many Jesse Kelly Show listeners have been on Chalk for 2 years, 3 years? I'm going on about 4 years now. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com/Jesse. Go get a subscription. Chalk.com/Jesse. All right. We have an hour. You're going to want to hear Brandon Weikert next hour. Let's talk a little bit about something Sonny Hostin said next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.